What do we mean by this?
Oh, that's what we're trying to find out. Hopefully we'll be wiser when we finish. Why people are not boichen in the Bria to find the Chochmah of the Boire. He hasn't given a definition of Bechina yet. That's going to come. He normally, at the beginning of Perek Aleph, he'll give a definition of what Bechina is.
He's not talking about science.
He's talking about science.
He's not talking about science.
Science is, well, the idea he spoke about in Shaira Yichud, where he brought and brings many proofs from science, and that's why Shaira Yichud is a shtickle controversial, for the Achdus of Hashem. Shaira Bechina may well be using science. Rav Avigdor Miller mastered the art of Shaira Bechina using science. What it means by using science is means using their observations to see the Chochmah of the Bayer in the world.
That's what I thought.
Avada, yeah. But first we're going to talk about just using our own eyes and our own thought processes to see the Chochmah of the Bayer. He sets up a structure of how to go about doing that. We'll see when we go through the different levels of the Bria and how you have to approach them to see the Chochmah of the Bayer in the Bria. That's what he's going to deal with. So we'll get there. Right now he's just giving
you... Is that actually Masemir Kava?
Huh?
Is that Masemir Kava?
He never uses the word Masemir Kava, yeah? So therefore I can't tell you, and I don't know what Masemir Kava is. So I don't know if it is or isn't.
I've never learned it, but I thought the concept of Masemir Kava in general...
I don't know. I'm telling you, you're using words that I have no idea what you're talking about. So
me neither.
Okay. I don't know what Masemir Kava means. The workings of the chariot. I have no idea. Even to translate, I'm serious, I don't know what it is. I mean, I know people talk about it. There's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that uses Loshen Maisa Makova of what it is. I don't know if there's anybody here want to enlighten me. I've never learned Morin Vilkin because I was never perplexed. So, I'll tell you something very amazing that I heard from Yaakov Weinberg so that I can tell you because I heard it. Rav Moshe Cordovero wrote a Kabbalistic Sefer, an encyclopedic work of Kabbalah, which was the last of the Kabbalists to still use the Loshon of Kabbalah of the Rishonim, using the Kabbalah of the Ravid. After that, it was all the Arizal, and Arizal made major shifts in just how they learned Kabbalah. I'm just telling you the words, I know what that means. Rav Yaakov Weinberg says, if you take the Moreh Nevuchim, and you take the Ramak Sefer, they are word for word, chapter for chapter, line for line, superimposed on each other. The Moreh Nevuchim using Loshon philosophy and the Ramak using Loshon Kabbalah. You heard such a thing? I've never learned either, so I can't tell you if he's right or wrong, but that's what he said. And if he said it, he knew what he was talking about. Rav Yaakov Weinberg didn't waste a word. So, I don't know what you tell. I'm just saying. Then I can tell you, the Moreh Nevuchim is not just a guide for the perplexed. It goes to the core of the Bria. It goes to the Sheirish HaShiroshim of the Bria, whatever that means. I don't know what Maisa Makov is. I can only tell you what the Chavis HaLavava says. And even then, I'm not sure that I know what he means. The first chapter is, there's a discussion whether to learn it, how to learn it. Rav Taub holds you have a chiyuv to learn it, you can't understand anything without learning it. The others that say it's better not to learn it, we get confused. Today we're so confused anyway, I can't believe that Shaira Yichud is going to confuse anybody much more than they are already. We're talking about normal people, so Shaira Yichud could maybe mess you up a little bit. But we are so confused. I don't see how Shaira Yichud could mess you up, unless you're one of these real, you know, deep philosophical types. And I don't know. Maybe I'm not clever enough to get messed up. I don't know what the problem is. Anyway, but in Achinami, most places start with Shara Bechin or Shara Betochen. If you want to know why they don't learn Shara Voidus Elokim, learn it, and you'll see why no one learns it. It's possibly difficult. If you thought Shara Betochen was hard, Shara Voidus Elokim is. All right. So we said there are three reasons why people don't spend time on this and don't give it a proper attention that it deserves. He calls it a chiyuv. Remember, Bechina is a chiyuv. That's what's in the Sefer. Chayvus halavavus. And the three reasons he said was the one was radifa achrei avola ilam hazeh, chasing after the pursuits and the pleasures and the nourishkeit of this world. The second one is hergel. You come into this world with all the toivus and all the things that Hashem does for us, we just take it for granted. Trees go because trees grow. You know, you don't realize that there's a whole nifal, there's a factory there with complex things going on, and we just take it for granted. And the third one is the bad things that happen. The bad things that happen to us turn us away from Hashem. It's a real, anybody dealt with teenagers in this generation, that's a real, real story. Very hard to deal with, how you explain to teenagers, one of the bad things that have happened to them, actually good for them. Then he brought a marshal, fantastic marshal, about, oh no, then he brought in the second one, okay. And the second aspect in the negative things that happen to people is people aren't prepared to acknowledge that sometimes the bad things or the so-called bad things happen to them, actually they brought upon themselves. Somebody wants to ask Rabbi Gamliel, he had a child who was in the room with a hot bowl of soup. He spilled the hot bowl of soup on him and he got very badly burnt. They went to ask Rabbi Gamliel what a veira that he did, that Hashem punished him so terribly with such a terrible punishment. So he said, you left the child alone in the room with hot soup. What are you looking for? What are you looking? You're responsible for what you do. Are you looking for external reasons? You didn't have a veira, so therefore Hashem threw a hot bowl of soup over your kid. That's how Hashem works. You left the child alone in the room with a hot bowl of soup. What did you think was going to happen? That's why. That's the punishment. You have to look for other things. A lot of the things that so-called happened to us or whatever could be because, you know, you fell asleep while you were driving, God forbid. You know, you can't understand why Hashem, you know, caused your car to hit a tree. You know, well, what did Avera do? You didn't Avera by driving and you were too tired. That's the Avera. You have to look far away for things. Sometimes it's just our irresponsibility and negligence that causes the stuff that's happening to us. These people are very similar. Ivrim, Shehuva, Alu, Al Beit Echot. The whole bunch of blind people that were brought to a certain house. In that house, Yatsara came and equipped it with everything they need. Have you ever been to Yatsara in Yerushalayim? They have a model house for an old person or whatever. It's got all the things that somebody who's, you know, really geriatric and should be in hospital but can carry on staying at home. Have you ever been there? Fantastic to see. The chokhmah that goes into. Even the plate is like a shield here, so the food doesn't fall off the end of the plate. It's like little things, amazing. Chairs and beds and things to handles and the kitchen, the way it's all built for people that can, you know, amazing. Anyway, so that's what they did. They built this house for these blind people with everything they need. Everything's in its right place so that you can find it and these blind people can get exactly what they need. The house is mamish. First class, exactly for what they need. And everything was designed for their benefit. There was nobody here doing it because they wanted to make money or whatever. Kulu for their benefit. In the house was all the medications they needed and a full-time doctor who was a very wise man. In order to know which medicines to give when. And to improve their sight. Slowly, to John. The blind people, they didn't take the refuah seriously. And they didn't listen to the instructions of the doctor that was taking care of their refuah. And because they didn't take the instructions properly, everything that was set up in the house for their benefit, they started tripping over and falling over, and it started hurting them. They broke their legs, or they hurt themselves, they got damaged because of it. And they were suffering terribly. Now the tzoros is even worse. Because in the beginning they were just suffering from blindness. Now they've got broken legs and cracks in their heads and broken toes and it's terrible now. They start complaining about the guy they put them there and they start blaming the Balabait and he's a Rosha and look what he's doing to us and why is he punishing us.
He's missing here. You have a very wise doctor, but we have also a very wise advisor from the Yetzirah.
That's why we're learning Musa.
Yeah, but we have to know. That means it's not.
We have to see how to apply the marshal to us. We'll see. Yeah. There's a lovely story about one of the Hasidic Rebbe's. His son kept getting up late and missing davening, which I thought was a problem for the Hasidic Rebbe. I thought that's what you're supposed to do. But anyway. So he went to his son and he said, I don't understand. Why do you get up in time for davening? He says, I wake up in time for davening, And then the Yetzer comes to me and says, excuse me, where are you going? You know how cold it is outside, you know how early it is. You know, there's a later minya, and he starts giving me all speech. So I, what can I do? So the Lord says, I'll tell you what you have to do. You turn around to the Yetzer and you say, excuse me, you're up already. What do you think? It's too early to get up, it's too cold. You're already up. He said, if you're up, so I'm also going to get up. So the Tanran turned to the father and said, that's all very well, but the Yetzer doesn't have a Yetzer. That's what you're saying. Yeah, you're right. Without the Yetzer, without the Yetzer, there'd be no point in being here. You'd just be like a cockroach or an ostrich. You're just doing what he's supposed to be doing. There's no reward for that.
That's so simple.
That's why you need to know this, because he's giving you kalim to use against the Yetzer. He doesn't believe that everything that the Balabaita set up this house for them was doing it because of chesed and their goodness. And he's covered the tzaris and lozikol, and starts believing that he set it up in order to cause me tzaris and to do bad things to me. Therefore they deny the goodness of the Balabais. Kamo sh'omer Shlomo Melech, v'gam b'derech she'asochol ha'ilech, Libur Chosev Amalek Kol Socholu. In the path that he walks, his heart is lacking, and he says that everybody's like him. V'kiven shechein mechavim talmerech hachomim shebekol do vado. Very interesting what he says here. I would have thought he would have said, and therefore a person's got to wake up and get his act together. He doesn't. U'bechivan shechein, and since it is like this, mechayavim talmerech hachomim shebekol do vado lo'eres mishayim u'mayvin estoyvim sabayim. The Chachamim of the generation have to get up and arouse people that don't understand that everything's from the goodness of Hashem. And they have to go and instruct people and give shirim and talk to people and explain to them why this is all for their good, according to each one according to his level. There's an enormously big sugya here. These two lines here are shirim and shirim on the sugya of Akaras HaTov. Many, many, many Tovers, we don't get the benefits of them and we don't have simcha in them because we're lacking Akaras HaTov. We're lacking Akaras HaTov. Ubiglal ha'ede yediyas ma'alosem, and we also don't understand, we don't have a clear grasp of all the wonderful benefits that are being done for us. Ukashem ha'irinim es mekable ha'tovis la'akir es yisroinis ha'tovis. And when you arouse the people that are receiving the good to recognize the enormous benefits of what's being done for them, and you reveal to them what which is being hidden from their understanding, then they start giving enormous praise to the one that's benefiting them. And then they start achieving enormous pleasure and benefit from the goodness in this world. You walk around the world, you're in a different world. This world singing and dancing in front of you, if you know how to look at this world properly. And of course, the reward that's in waiting for Olam Haba, oh ho, oh ho. So there's a responsibility on somebody who knows this to share it with other people. Start at home with your kids. Yeah, eat an apple in front of your kids. They know that an apple is a miracle. You showed that to them. You told that to them. You told them what's going on in the seed. How many pieces of information are there in the seed? Separate pieces of information that the seed needs. There's over 1 million pieces of information in that seed. You know that? That apple seed has to do what? It's got to know when to rot. It's got to know when to start sprouting. It has to not just sprout, but in that sprout has to be all the information encoded in for the tree to grow and produce more fruit with more seeds ad infinitum. And that's all in this little pitsy seed. And Hashem did that to punish you, right? Because he doesn't like you, you know? Come on. It starts at home. Just little things. I saw the other day something that's poshered. I'm nearly 60 years old. I should have known this when I was a child. Why do leaves fall off in winter, in autumn, in winter, and they grow back again in summer? Why do the leaves fall off the trees in winter and they grow back in summer? You ever thought about that? And this is about as, you know, like Mechina grade one, tree grade that you'll ever get. We all enjoy the changing colors. Toronto in the autumn is, whoa, awesome. You want to make a bracha sometimes, it's so gorgeous. But why? What's going on? Well, because winter gets cold and then they get dry and they fall off the tree. Why? I mean, it's like, this is embarrassing. I was mummish embarrassed when I read this. Because in summer you need shade. So there's leaves on the tree. In winter you don't want the shade. So the leaves fall off. How should? You're going to argue with it? Simple, simple. Shara Bechina, simple, Raboisa. Simple. Do you know that no two branches of a tree ever grow one on top of the other? I was on the road yesterday and I was looking. You won't find two branches one on top of the other in any tree ever. Because they've got to get the most benefit. The leaves need the light and they need to do photosynthesis and they need all whatever they're doing. I don't know, I forgot my biology. Not that I ever knew it. However, whatever they taught me in grade four, whatever. Yeah? Two branches on top of the others, not toilets, because the ones underneath aren't getting the light. So they spread like that. Amazing. So you don't need the chachomim to come along, Mo'iri. You just open your eyes, think a little bit. Okay.
Some plants know how to move with the sun also.
Correct. Sunflower seeds.
Because
sunflower seeds do this. Sunflower seeds do this. That's why they're called sunflowers. They follow the sun completely. They're amazing, amazing, amazing. Ain't a dove soft if you're just a little bit alert. וכבר אמר שלום המלך החוכם בעניין זה דברי חכמים כדרווינוס. The thing that you put on the ox, the yoke that keeps him, not the yoke, there's something else that keeps the ox going straight. When he's plowing, you want the ox to go straight. You don't want it to go like this. So there's a thing called darbon. I don't even know what it looks like. That keeps the ox to go straight. So the words of the Chachamim are like that. They keep him going straight. Dima HaMelech HaChochem is Divrei HaChochemim LeDarboinois Mibachinus Koyach HaMo'ere Shebehem Shekomo Shadarbon Madrich Esapor Alalich Yosho. The same way that the Darbon keeps the cow going straight, Kach Geim Divrei HaChochemim Mo'irines HaLevobes LeLechaz B'derech HaYosho. So too the words of Chachamim arouse a person to walk in the straight path. V'dimes b'ayla sufo is ha'oisim es divrayim ha'machabrim ha'im svarim l'mesmeiris netuinu kvuyim mipnei she divrayim miskablim al adas nichnosim ha'kaim b'leiv l'mdayim ha'kaos ha'kvua b'kir. Sorry, there's a second part of the pasuk. I skipped the line here, one second. Divrei Chachamim divdroinais, the words of Chachamim are like this thing that keeps you going straight. And it's like a nail to those that collect them. Why is it like a nail? Because a nail goes into the wall and it's kavua. It stays firm. So too, those that collect the words of the Chachamim, it goes into their hearts and it stays there like a nail in the wall. Since they become bound to these words, they never get forgotten. Shebale asufos hay mechabrei svarim. What the bale asufos? Those people that write svarim. Ushemiles divrei sheberoi shaposuk miyeses gam lebale asufos. The word divrei, meaning divrei chachomim, at the beginning of the posuk, is also talking about the bale asufos. Kilu ksiv ukemasmoires natuim divrei bale asufos. The words of the people that write svarim, because people can now take the sefer and do chazorah and learn it and read it again and again, is like a nail going into the wall that it becomes koveya. That you don't keep losing it. Ki asvarim adonim b'chokhma al kol sugeh kaimim v'imdim lad. Svarim that discuss chokhma on all different types are established forever. V'ayna to'eles shev shel afik mem nisfekes. The benefit you can get from them never ends. Anybody got the benefit of shas? Anybody ever plumbed the depth of the Mesidas Yeshorim? Forever and ever you can get benefit from it. If it's Chochmah. That's why they are comparable to nails in the wall. And now we need to clarify. To move forward, we have to get six things into our head about Bechina. What is Bechina and what are its important aspects? Number two, אם אנחנו מחויבים לזבוין ובברים כדי להבחין בהם מסאחדות השם או לא, do we have an obligation to meditate in the Bria in order to determine and ascertain and to see the oneness of Hashem or not? גימול, איך אפשר להבחין מהברים מסאחדות השם? How are we able to see the אחדות השם in the Bria? דלת, לכמה סוגים נחלוקים סימון החוכמת השם בברים? How many different types? Of portions, how many different categories are there of signs of Hashem's Chochmah in the Bria Shal Yonam Nuchel Avchin Es Achdus Hashem, that we're able to determine the Achdus of Hashem? It's not going to be a random meditation. You're going to have to sit down and get in touch with all the different categories here. Hey, Eizem Yisugim Eilu Achi Kala Sigoy, which of these categories in Dalet are the easiest ones to attain? Vanu Chaim Lizboin BeYoisem Hashem BeYesa Sugim. And therefore, you have more obligation to meditate on those because they're very easy to attain. And finally, Eizah Dvarim Ma'abdines HaBechina, as usual, which things cause us to lose Bechina. Va'eizah Dvarim Moivim Mimenu, and what things flow out of Bechina. Kleima Heim Toitzah Mimenu. What are the things that are the benefits of having Bechina? Well, those are the six things we're going to have to discover on this journey. Mitzvah Hashem will start tomorrow with a definition of what the essence of Bechina really is. The Rambam says, by the way, that if you want to love Hashem, the mitzvah after Hashem, everybody has a mitzvah to love Hashem. Yeah, you say it twice a day. Vasta Hashem love kev b'chol levavcha b'chol nafsha. How do you do that? The Rambam says, if someone's misboyin in bebria, it's all loshane. But if you start with being misboyin in the bria, he says miyad. Now, miyad doesn't mean immediately, it means perforce, hechrach. You will for sure come to Avos Hashem. So the big incentive to do this. The payback day is you start loving Hashem. That's not simple. Toiv.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good trip. Successful. You did everything you had to do, that's all.
Yeah.
Well, good, it was successful. That's it. Successful. Spoke to Arvin yesterday.